In the day's other news, President Trump took on globalism and Iran in his formal address at the United Nations today. He spoke against the backdrop of this growing impeachment talk in Washington. Again, Michelle Sindor reports.
The president's tone may have been subdued.
If you want freedom, take pride in your country.
But his talk was still tough as he pushed his America First approach.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
In his address to the United Nations General Assembly, President Trump targeted familiar foes. In particular, he called for allies to help counter Iran.
All nations have a duty to act. No responsible government should subsidize Iran's bloodlust.
And he called out Chinese trade policy.
It has embraced an economic model dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, product dumping, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property, and also trade secrets on a grand scale.
The president also used the World Forum to make his case for his domestic agenda. He praised U.S. unemployment rates and highlighted his tax cuts. And he was uncompromising on illegal immigration.
If you make it here, you will not be allowed in. You will be promptly returned home. You will not be released into our country.
Today's speeches also featured a number of authoritarian and far-right figures, including leaders from Turkey, Egypt, and Brazil. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro dismissed warnings about wildfires in the Amazon rainforest.
The Amazon is not being devastated, nor is it being consumed by fire, as the media misleadingly says.
Meanwhile, President Trump did meet with one traditional ally, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The meeting came hours after Britain's highest court struck down Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament. The president offered him moral support.
He's doing a fantastic job, not easy, but doing a really good job, and I think he's going to make great progress come October.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Michelle Sindor at the United Nations in New York.